Random House Audio presents In Need of a Good Wife by Kelly O'Connor McNeese, read for you by Kirsten Potter. Fall, 1866. Clara. The oak planks in the floor of Rathbone's basement tavern, Clara knew, were lined with invisible cracks. The men who drank at the tavern brought the filth of Manhattan City in on their boots, manure from the street and muck from the floor of the omnibus, and the men's careless steps ground the dirt into the floor. If Clara didn't whisk it out quickly enough with her broom, it would lodge in the cracks and the planks would split down the middle. Mr. Rathbone would have to replace them, an expense that might make him think twice about how badly he needed a barmaid on his payroll. The thought straightened Clara's back, and she stretched it, the long fingers of her right hand clenched around the handle of her broom, before resuming her chore. It worried Clara, the possibility of losing the job, and, in losing that, losing everything. The money she made only just paid for her room and board upstairs at Mrs. Ferguson's, with scarcely enough left over to keep body and soul together. Of course, if her father were still alive, things would be different. But he wasn't. He had died in debt back when the tavern was known by his name as Wilson's, and Mr. Rathbone had bought it for a song. Clara supposed she should be glad for it. It wasn't easy making a go of it in these times. Rathbone had already lost what meager business they could muster to the new place across the street, the Eagle Tavern, which sold ale at half price for the first hour of the evening rush each night. The roughs lined up around the block, the very same roughs who had previously done their drinking at Rathbone's long walnut bar. Clara had no love for any.